I'm proud of you. The whole family is very proud of you.
Hear, hear. An exemplary performance. Hand tremors, particularly moving. Just Bill Diddy to deal with next, and then we're home and dry.
But he is very impressive.
Yes, but very cross-examinable. What Norma Hankin gossips about won't stand up in court. It's not gossip. What? Gibby stays upstairs in the lab when he's in the village, and Grace Middleton goes to visit him. Alone at night. How do you know? Alf Rutter, Peter the landlord. Me. It's arriving this evening. Ready for his big moment in court tomorrow? He'll be having a big moment with the defendant's mother first.
Tonight?
The daughter of Mrs. Hankin.
Can I confirm with you your magistrate's understanding of such a man?
Dishonest, depraved, and of course, completely unreliable as a witness in a court of law.
Are you watching this then?
Not really. I don't understand it. I haven't followed it from the beginning. Who is that? Come on. Come on. Is that truffles? Is it the white one?
No, I've got white. It's come to you now.
Prudence, I think. Squirt. She's got terrible claws. They really hurt me. She's going to sit on my lap.
The gentleman.
I said, sit down on my lap.
The highest order.
Don't bite me this time.
Upon whom the prosecution rely.
Yeah, she's a naughty little girl, aren't
they bring in this case. Is not a gentleman and cannot be relied on.
What have you been doing today, eh?
I know this to be true.
Keep your little fingers in, though.
I'm sending for myself.
Her fingers are really sharp.
His evidence, therefore, cannot be taken as credible.
Her claws, but
it's my duty, therefore, to tell you both.
I've got fingers.
That you are innocent.
Oh,
and that you will leave here free men. Unstained by criminal conviction or by any slurs on your courage.
No, but just don't dig them in, they really hurt. You're not going to bite me again, are you? Because that's not really nice to bite people, is it?
I don't understand.
She's coming over to see you now.
I'm free.
I wonder what she'll do if she met Shinji.
Could divorce me.
They all look giants against Shinji, don't they? They all look like giants against Shinji.
Oh, it's comparison to Shinji.
Huh?
You mean comparison to Shinji?
Yeah. She's up at the wall. Oh no, who's that? That's a creepy. Creepy's tail. Are you coming back again? Hello? But just keep your fingers to yourself. Please, because they hurt me. Now, sit down, put your little paw down.
There's
my bag in the way.
But I love you.
Let me move my bag. Put it down there. I just hope no one lets Tosh in now. That'd be the first thing he sees.
Before I tell
you. Move my bag so you could sit on my lap.
That you've killed me.
Come on. She's washing my hand. With her little rough arm. You make me itchy though, that's the trouble. You make me sneeze.
Oh my gosh.
Sit down. What time is this finished? She's smelling my nose. Don't make me sneeze.
Do you always watch this program?
I don't.
No, not in one, no. Do you always watch this program?
Yeah.
You always watch it?
I missed one.
You always watch it.
Making me itch, Squirt. Sit down. Right, sit down. Ow! Your claws are horrible. Oh, don't put your arse in my face. Now sit down.
Next Sunday,
stop
back
wafting
at the
around.
Time of 9 o'clock.
She's coming over to see you again.
Well, after the BBC News, next,
why the title of this one?
The Village.
The Village. Replacing
Olivia Colman, Alison Steadman co-stars in The Secret. 10:40 on BBC One. It's a preview.
The upper classes and the lower classes. That's never going to change. It's always been like that, and it always will be.
I never meant to lie to you. I just did what
my stomach's going. The quieter you keep a secret, the louder it explodes.
Do all the next to me now. That's got the blood, boys, go white whiskers.
Who's that one? A monk.
Yeah, was black, was go white whiskers.
That's prudent.
She's been in a monastery.
Squirt?
A nun.
She's a nun.
We'll see in the next few days a plan of action to give more powers to Scotland, more tax powers, more spending powers, more plans and powers over the welfare state.
If the No campaign parties had any serious intention of delivering substantial new powers for Scotland, then why is it taken until 10 days before polling day?
We'll be asking about the mood at Westminster amid the momentum in the Yes campaign. Also tonight... The ceasefire holds in eastern Ukraine.
Did they vote yes?
No, it's not been yet.
What?
Vote the Scotland vote.
President Obama says America is ready to go on the offensive against Islamic State as more airstrikes target militants in Iraq.
No.
And Scotland are beaten by the world champions at the European Championship qualifier. Good evening. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond has accused the Westminster government of panicky last-minute measures after the Chancellor George Osborne said a plan of action is about to be unveiled.
Will you turn that up?
Powers to be devolved in the event of a vote against independence.
Oh.
Mr. Osborne said the timetable for that would be made public this week. In recent days, the polls have narrowed. A YouGov poll in today's Sunday Times has put the Yes campaign slightly ahead. Our special correspondent Alan Little is in Glasgow tonight. Alan.
Well, Michelle, the leader of the Better Together campaign, Alistair Darling, has said today should be what he called a wake-up call for any pro-union supporter tempted to believe that this referendum campaign was a foregone conclusion and that every vote will count. That one poll that you mentioned giving the Yes campaign narrow lead for the first time has put a jolt of electricity through this whole business, with many in the Yes campaign starting to believe that that very energetic campaign they've been waging, not so much on television screens between political leaders, but at the grassroots level for many months now, is starting
to they've been sociable, haven't they?
The right time.
What?
Lucy and that.
It is what the Yes campaign was saying 6 months ago, that they would come from behind and draw level in the last 2 weeks and then take the lead.
I think he got up and opened the kitchen door.
It was easy to dismiss as wishful thinking. It doesn't look like that now.
He went to the toilet and he opened the kitchen door, I think, for Tosh.
They insisted again that she opened it.
The old bloke opened it. Because I think he must have woken him up when he was barking. Oh dear, my nose is running.
Plans and powers over the welfare state. And that will be put into effect. The timetable for delivering that will be put into effect the moment there is a no vote in the referendum.
Was that driven by this, a YouGov poll in today's Sunday Times that gives the Yes campaign a lead for the first time? Dangerous to read too much into one poll, of course, but the direction of travel seems clear. The commanding 14-point lead that no side enjoyed for so long...
That's what I said.
...in a month.
I think the no side need to realise that they are approaching something of a crisis of credibility. We're now in a position where 51% of people say they do not believe what the no side say about the currency, and that number has kept on increasing the more the no side have insisted that they are not bluffing.
All three pro-union parties have already promised
powers
from Westminster to Holyrood. Labour wants to give Scotland the power to vary income tax rates by 15%. The Conservatives go further, offering to give Holyrood full control over personal income tax. The Liberal Democrats say they'd allow the Scottish Parliament to raise most of its own taxes. Scotland has known for some time...
Well, them two have been very unsociable tonight, and I normally see a lot of them.
Hey?
Those two boys, black boys.
I don't even know where they are now.
They did come in, didn't they? They were all in, weren't they? Hello, Fifi. Hello, Fifi.
Very daft, you know, nervous, didn't they?
Yeah, but they normally come round. You know, I'll normally see them when I come.
...of delivering substantial new powers for Scotland, then why is it taken until 10 days before polling day with a poll showing yes in the lead for them to come up with this?
This is a critical two and even dangerous moment for the pro-union campaign.
Brothers.
But the Yes campaign are increasingly convinced it is going the way that months ago they believed it would. Well, it's impossible to say now with any certainty who is really in the lead. It's really too close for that.
There's not much doubt about
where the momentum is tonight and where the growing
confidence
is. It's with the Yes campaign. Michelle.
Alan, thank you. Alan Little there in Glasgow. Let's turn to our political editor.
It does seem like when she comes in, it's like a whirlwind, like the havoc breaks out.
Yeah. What is it?
I know.
Of course they are. I mean, for week after week, for month after month, Westminster politicians, whatever party they've been in, have been really confident in private that no would win. Yes, of course they'd have to get the vote out. No, they were certain.
Never does.
This one poll, even though, as Alan's been telling us, it could prove to be
wrong. So what's the matter with him then?
This one poll showing a Yes lead has had the effect, along with that closing gap,
That's typical of him, though, isn't it? I've nearly finished it, and then he doesn't ever finish it off. He'll probably leave it 6 months now. Why has he left them buses out over there? When we got here, there was two buses out on the table.
Is that these rival political parties don't agree who should announce it, where it should be announced, quite what the announcement should be.
Do they have the numbers on them, or are they in the packet?
We're planning to break up.
No, do they have it on the... Do they have the numbers on the bus?
The number that it is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just wondered.
Trying to come to an agreement. It's not easy. One last thing. Part of this Yes...
No, they're just different ones. I couldn't find my normal ones. I can't remember where these go.
Well,
it came out a little bit today, didn't it?
Oh, did you?
I can't remember where these came from. Well, I hope they vote no.
Yeah, Scotland, I would have voted no. Last week.
The agreement is still in place, despite first shelling to the near Donetsk airport,
and it came after rebels bombarded.
And we're a small island, we need to stick together, that's what I think.
They'll all be ganging up against us.
They don't like us anyway, well that's why they want to separate.
Yeah.
We felt the power of explosions rumble across the city.
Where's this? Right,
and in the light of morning, the bloody an army truck still smoking.
That's Ukraine, I think.
The civilians in this car were hit as they approached a checkpoint under shell fire.
Scott, there's been a bit quiet about Gaza, hasn't it, lately? There's so many of them, that's why. There's Syria, Iraq, Gaza, and
still having bits of trouble in Afghanistan.
And Afghanistan,
For the people of this area, the ceasefire held out the best prospect of peace. But it seems...
You're standing there talking with your bloody gunproof jacket on.
Reinforcements arrived.
Nothing on his head.
Has given the rebels
what
a big military advantage. Ukraine says it's been promised weapons and military advisors by some NATO countries, but the threat of attack is imminent.
Are you going to be able to hold them back?
If you'll be attacked, we will react objectively. So we will defend ourselves and defend our territory.
Well, they've arrested somebody.
Then panic near the checkpoint. The shelling started again.
Oh, no.
But as people fled past us, one woman was refusing to leave. Ludmila Bykina is the aunt of two children killed by shellfire just before the ceasefire. 2 days ago, we told the story of how Karolina, age 6, and 10-year-old Nikita were cut down. Now their aunt was trying to get home to find clothes in which to bury them. Last night, when the bombing started, she told me, we ran into the corridor. My daughter was crying. She's been really affected by the death of her two cousins.
Would they?
These are rebels besieging government troops at the main regional airport at Donetsk. Fighting here has breached the ceasefire. Houses in rebel territory were hit by shellfire. As the war flares again, the people struggle against its destructive power.
I don't know why this has happened. There's no ceasefire and there never will be.
Despite the breaches, neither side is willing to formally declare the ceasefire over. And in parts of the east, there is calm and some hope.
Who's this? Creepy again.
But as tanks deployed near Mariupol, the sense of foreboding was hard to escape. Fergal Keane, BBC News, Mariupol.
President Obama says that America is ready to go on the offensive against Islamic State militants and that he will set out his plans to defeat the group later this week. He says he wants to explain to the American people the threat posed by IS.
What I want people to understand, though, is that over the course of months, we are going to be able to not just blunt the momentum of ISIL. We are going to systematically degrade their capabilities. We're going to shrink the territory.
He was here the other day in the UK.
Can't hear you.
Obama, he was in the UK.
In Washington tonight. Is this then the beginning of that?
Well, they came for some, was it NATO or some meeting in Wales?
Obama
he did come over into England because someone said he went to visit Stonehenge.
One is the American public, the second is Congress, and the third is himself. And it looks like he's finally winning that particular battle. It wasn't that long ago that he was talking about Islamic State as being minor league terrorists and that he had no strategy to deal with them.
Well,
on Wednesday, we'll hear the detail of how he plans to degrade, diminish and ultimately destroy them. Two things he is at pains to make clear that he won't be setting out is that he won't be announcing that there'll be tens of
thousands like Boxing Day all over again
being sent there to fight on the ground.
And the second up Lucy's when we were separated. That lot in the kitchen and us in the front room.
Country alliance involving all sorts of other people, as like involving the UAE, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. And just one other thing to note, he is choosing to make this announcement on the eve of the 13th anniversary of 9/11, a date like no other that shows American vulnerability to terrorism.
John, thank you. John Sopel in Washington. Police trying to find the missing schoolgirl Alice Gross have expanded the area being searched. Specialist divers have been brought in to search a canal in Hanwell, West London, where the 14-year-old was seen before she disappeared 11 days ago.
Oh, 11 days ago.
Continuing to question a 25-year-old man on suspicion of murder.
It doesn't sound too good.
Protests are taking place in Calais over the continuing influx of migrants trying to reach the UK.
It's the first I've heard about it. She's been missing 11 days.
Defending the migrants, and another from the extreme right marched through the French port.
I don't know where I've been.
Sunday afternoon in Calais, and far left protesters are taking on the riot police. You're protecting the fascists, they chant. This is who they're talking about. Far-right activists gathered at the town hall just 15 metres away, come to shout their opposition to the growing number of migrants camped around the town. Neither side can resist a glimpse of the other.
It is bad, but they're desperate, them people. But the thing is, I think the French are disgusting, saying that, blaming it on us. It's not our responsibility until they get into the, you know, past the, I don't know what it is, into the port or whatever.
Some of these are Calais residents. Others travelled from Paris or elsewhere in France.
They said they were going to blockade the port if the UK didn't do something about it. Well, must be shared it's not the UK's fault that they want to come here, is it?
No. Situation, but nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to deal with it. Calais is not a destination.
I feel sorry for them. Why would they want to come here?
I think they could fall from the sky.
Oh, I do feel sorry for them.
Probably be in England.
But Calais is where Europe's open border system ends. Britain's border fences are the first migrants encounter after landing in Italy or Spain. And some are asking whether that needs to change.
Yeah, why not blame it on everyone else?
Demonstration today, a football match. No riot police here. Just Sudanese jungle taking on the dream team. No one's quite sure who's winning.
We against a fascist demonstration. That is why we want our right. We want our right is a peace. Our right is a freedom. Our right is a freedom of choice.
Dream Team, we're told, was a reference to their dreams of England. The match, a game where chances are made and rules are broken. All for one elusive goal.
Paul
Williamson, BBC News, Calais.
They think they're going to get here and everything's going to be fine, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Scotland's campaign to qualify for Euro 2016 has started with a defeat. They lost 2-1 to Germany, but it was a gutsy performance from the Scots against the current world champions. Chris McLaughlin reports.
Unbeaten in six games, Gordon Strachan's side and 5,000 travelling fans could dare to dream.
What's the weather going to be like this week? Did you hear?
Despite heavy German domination, Scotland had their chances. It provided hope, but it also
have you heard, darling?
The home side with a reason to switch gears. And having missed an earlier header, Thomas Muller wasn't in the mood to miss a second. The travelling fans, though, were refusing to panic.
What are that bunch of divs doing in there?
Just a minute after the break, Stephen Naismith came agonisingly close to equalising. Then Akechi Anya sprinted onto Stephen Fletcher's through ball, composed himself, and all of a sudden, Deutschland had become dreamland for the Tartan Army.
Four
Scotland had the world champions on the road.
There's nowhere to sit.
But before Scotland chairs, was finished, Thomas Muller provided
I was going to go in there. It's a good job I didn't.
All that stuff in there.
Should have done better. In the end, it was defeat. But to Messi's from Scotland, the gloves and the jackets are off. In the fight for a place at France.
Where's your remote control, darling? You turn that down a bit.
Is over to your left.
Got their European campaign up and running with an impressive 2-1 win. All the goals in the closing quarter. Carl Lafferty
scored the winner
with 2 minutes to go.
One of those buttons there.
Away win in 18 matches. Lewis Hamilton recovered from a poor start to win the Italian Grand Prix, finishing ahead of his Mercedes teammate Nico
Rosberg.
The pair collided in Belgium.
Hold on, I need to see where it. They all look the same. How would I ever know?
The one I put your hand on, Joshua, that's exactly where.
I know.
The Mercedes fallout from Belgium dominated the weekend at the historic Monza Circuit.
I'm just seeing how I would know in future, because all the buttons are the same. It's the fourth one up on the left hand side. But this is a stupid remote control, because I don't know which. There's not. Oh, yeah, there is a way you can tell which way up it goes. I'll put it on there.
It's good for 11 o'clock.
It's not, it's 10:30.
It says good for 11 o'clock.
It's going for 11 o'clock?
Yes, yeah, 10:34.
Oh, it's all right. It won't be too late, but. It's nice to get a change of scene, don't you think? Well, it is for me. I suppose you have a change of scene quite often. I don't know what sounds like General shouting in there. Sounds like she's shouting or raising her voice. She is.
British man to win the Great North Run since 1985. The double Olympic champion held off Kenyan Mike
King. Where did I say he was from? Somalia. Well, he's not. He's British. But when it's when they do something well, they're British. You see what I mean? If they rob a bank or kill someone, they're Africans. That's such a hypocritical place, this country. The first British man. Where's the weather?
Thank you, and that's it from us. Stay with us on BBC One, no time for the news.
where you are. Good night.
The local news. I don't know if they get London here, or I suppose they get London like we do, not southeast. Oh, she's laughing.
Good evening from BBC London News. I'm Louisa Preston. Police have expanded the area they're searching in the hunt for the missing 14-year-old Alice Gross, as detectives continue to question a man on suspicion of her murder. The man was arrested in Ealing last night. Rebecca Williams reports.
Rebecca Williams? I know somebody with that name.
Described as an exceptional singer and gifted
singer. I wonder if it's her.
Gross has now been missing for 11 days. Her disappearance has sparked a major police search.
Poor little girl.
Alice was last seen by her family at their home in Hanwell. These CCTV images show her just over an hour later, walking along a towpath towards Kew. Today the police search has been expanded,
Divers
and specialist dog teams have been brought in to help.
That's what they're saying.
Detectives have also released these CCTV images. They show five cyclists riding past the spot where Alice was last seen. Police are keen to identify them. More than 13,000 people have now supported a Facebook page set up to raise...
How comes I've never heard of this?
Her family say they miss her and they want her home.
They must be so worried.
A third man has been charged in connection with the death of an Afghan immigrant found in a shipping container in Essex last month. The body of Meet Singh Kapoor was discovered along with 34 other people at Tilbury Docks. A doctor who fought plans to downgrade Lewisham Hospital is to stand against the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, in next year's general election. Dr. Louise Irvine will be contesting Mr. Hunt's seat in southwest Surrey. The government says it's protecting the NHS from funding cuts and is committed to improving standards. But Dr. Irvine believes coalition reforms are putting the service at risk. NHS is being cut. Despite what the government says, the funding has not increased to meet the needs of the population.
Yeah, if it doesn't increase, that's like being cut, because it doesn't move with the times and the needs.
Jeremy Hunt is challenged at the ballot box. Royal Mail could soon be delivering parcels on Sundays in an attempt to serve the growing demand for online shopping. The company started piloting the Sunday deliveries in around London from today, as Charlotte Franks reports.
Could this be the key to boosting business? For the first time, these Royal Mail staff are working on a Sunday, and the parcels they're sorting will be delivered today too. The postal company is...
Well, I'm not working on Sundays.
Yeah, I know.
You don't got to do that, right?
No, it's parcel delivery. Hello, you're not getting any more food, I don't think.
Do you go out with your bus like that, Melanie?
Oh, it's only because I'm sitting down. What are they all jumping around for? Ow, my son.
Sorry. Because I'm coming up there. She sent a message. Well, I didn't even know that. And there's a photo on there and I can't reply.
To who?
To me.
Oh. Why can't you reply?
Because Connor's on there now.
What's he doing on there?
Helping Lucy do CVs and things.
Tell one of them to make a cup of tea.
I think they're going to.
Others are earliest.
Huh?
You want a bit of cup of tea?
They're going to get somebody's going to do it in a minute, I think.
What are you laughing at? What's funny, Div Div? What, cups of tea?
Yeah, cups of tea. I don't know if I've got on the computer. Oh, there's a cup of tea. I don't know if I haven't got it at all.
What would you say if you were in
cup? For a cup of tea?
What would you say in Nigeria then? What would it be?
What's the equivalent of a cup of tea?
A cup of tea.
Nobody. Nothing about a cup of tea. Just sit down. If it's just men, sit it down. It's alcohol.
It's alcohol.
Yeah, we don't want that shit.
If it's men, it's alcohol. It's women, I don't know. Maybe just a drink.
Like what?
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
They do have tea out there. They have Lipton's, don't they?
Yeah, but you just don't drink tea like that.
They drink water.
Hey, drink more water, yeah. I would say water.
Good evening. Well, it was a lovely end to the weekend for most parts of the United Kingdom. The main exception was the northeast of Scotland, where it was cold, it was wet, and it was windy. The low responsible for that is moving away, and then we get this large area of high pressure from the Atlantic. That's going to stick around pretty much all week. And
that's good.
Some dry weather across pretty much all parts of the United Kingdom. The main headache for us forecasters will be the cloud amounts. Now, overnight tonight, we've still got windy conditions, quite wet too, in the north of Scotland. But by the end of the night, the rain becomes quite light and patchy.
It hasn't really rained for ages, has it?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. No,
it's going to be dry this week.
It will turn quite chilly, particularly in more rural.
Very cold at night now, I think.
Where's
my black boys? They always come round.
I know. I think it's been warmer since the last few days.
Eh?
At night it's been warmer, I think, the last few days.
I don't think it was. When I went out this morning to feed them, I was quite cold. And I've always been cold in their houses.
Plenty of sunshine and light winds too, and I suspect the southern half of the UK will have a very pleasant sort of day. It'll be light winds on into the afternoon. Variable amounts of clouds, but a good deal of sunshine for most. In England northwards, we'll see the cloud really increasing into the afternoon. 17 or 18 degrees here, but into the low 20s further south. Tuesday, Wednesday, we keep the dry theme going. Chilly through the morning,
shut up.
Mist and fog. Come the afternoons, it's the upper teens to the low 20s with variable amounts of cloud. Good night.
Next, the mother who wants to die and a daughter who could help her.
Oh no, turn that off. Don't want that on. No, thank you.
I think I might be turning it off now.
Yeah, turn it off.
It's the longest I've watched television for a long time.
What?
I only just changed the channel.
Oh, it's nice without it. Listen. Listen to the piece.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You haven't even listened yet, you dear. It's beautiful. Listen to the clocks ticking.
Slowly. Do you know I can't hear them?
Can't you?
Very faintly. I would if I was over there. It's very...
No, it's not very loud anyway.
It's quite loud.
You know you're very good with sounds.
Hmm?
It's not very loud.
Mm. Yeah, you've got good hearing, haven't they? I haven't. Not now.
So what are those divvies doing in there?
Sitting around the bloody computer.
They're obsessed. So Ra's coming home with us tonight.
I've got to arrange to get Sutika up the vets this week and get Angel and Georgia their second vaccination. Once that's done, that's done. Then the following week I've got to start the other two of the others off on their course. I might try and get three of them up there so they're all done at the same time.
Get it over with.
Yeah. I don't want them not to be vaccinated, and it would be awful if the kittens came home from Cyprus and they were carriers.
Yeah, it would be
all.
Yeah, it would. Because you've had them a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm very fond of those. They're lovely cats. They accept it. They don't.
Because it might be a slightly different strain over there. That's the thing.
Yeah. I saw a picture of a little Astrid, the one that was dumped at about 10 weeks old. We had those big poppy ulcerated eyes, and she's treating them, but one's a lot better, but they don't look good. They don't look good at all.
That one we saw over in Cos, I couldn't see out of its eyes, was it?
They get a lot of that. A lot of the cats have those eye problems. I don't know why.
Might be something to do with the climate or something like that.
There's a lot of blind cats over there.
That's the
reason. In America as well.
Yeah, that might be the heat. It might be maybe I don't know.
That blind cat rescue.
That might be because they get because of the heat, they might.
It's in North Carolina.
Well, that's hot there. Yeah, that's the south, and it's hot. It's hot.
They've got a lovely place where they live. They're looked after so well. Once they go there, they never leave. They don't rehome them because they know they're safe where they are. Do you know what I mean? And they've also got another part where they've got them that have got FRV and FELV.
Who's that? Fifi again.
Fifi again.
Where's these two divvy gangster boys?
Each one throwing themselves.
Well, I know. They usually do that to me. Joey always tries to eat my hair.
They're lovely cats, really, those two.
Not my horrible little two.
They're all lovely, but they're so over the top affectionate.
Oh, mine are so over the top offish and nasty.
I mean, they're all affectionate, really, all of them.
The other two are Pinkies and Waka Boo Boo. Waka Waka.
I mean, even dear little Susu, she's eaten up the horse again now. She's better.
I wonder where they are. Do you think they're hiding behind the settee?
No, I think they're behind the curtains.
Idiots.
I'm fascinated by what they saw tonight. I'm going to cut that all back there now. The blackberries are finished.
There's probably all rats in there.
Mm. I'll try and see if I've got time to do that tomorrow.
They're laughing out in there.
Connor's hair looks nice. Does he have it done?
Only up Copland, do you? He has it done. When was it? Last week, last Saturday.
It's really nice. He must take a bit more pride in himself now.
Well, he does, I think.
Yeah, I know he does, but, treat himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Clothes, and he's been buying clothes and.
The trouble is he hasn't got any friends now, has he?
I think he has. That's the trouble. I think he does know people. He just doesn't tell us. I don't know who he was out with yesterday. But he seems to be keeping busy anyway. Humming noise.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It's humming noise.
It sounds like it's coming from that way.
I thought it said that it was coming from that way. It's not the fan, is it?
I can't hear the humming noise right now.
But listen, it might be the fan, yeah.
I thought I turned the fan off.
It sounds like it could be the fan. How come you can hear that and not the clocks?
I know.
That's weird, isn't it?
Some things I can hear, your father can't. And what he can hear, I can't.
Oh. Yeah, it might
never hear me speaking, unless he's not meant to.
Yeah, when you're on the phone talking about somebody that he's interested in. Yeah.
And then he tells me what I've said on the phone, and I haven't told him. He'll say, well, you're going out.
Such a nosy old git.
I said, well, how do you know that? I haven't told you. I only just made my mind up about it.
My stomach did the same thing. It went, ooh, then.
Who?
My stomach. Like its side.
Come on.
Is that one of them?
I think so. I think that's...
Oh, there. Shut up, stomach.
Come on. Coming. I think it's Joey. Come on,
is he the one that looks like Candice? He is.
He's got her eyes. He's bigger than her. And
she's a tiny little thing. Is this him?
No.
Oh, that's Fifi again.
There he is. That's
hello.
Him.
Hello, Joey. Where have you been? Hey? I've got your horrible little sister and your simple mother. Your horrible little sister. She's.
I think it's Joey. Let me see your eyes. Oh, your feet.
Someone else has landed now. Oh, that's some truffles back.
I've got fat.
He has. He's very fat, isn't he? Mm.
Yeah, I think that's Joey. I can't see any white on his toes.
Sit down, Joey. That's it. He's purring.
The biggest cat is Violet.
Really?
Mm.
I haven't seen her. She doesn't normally come round.
Well, he's big and so is...
But he's quite big.
He's fat, but he's... Ow!
His claws are bad, aren't they? Mm. So are Squirts.
They won't let me cut them, that's why. Mm.
Call him, darling.
Huh?
Call him over.
Who?
Joey.
Oh, it's not
going to
rest, Pond.
Joey!
Do you think Cass knows? I think Shinky knows her name.
Pinky definitely knows her name. Pinky knows her name. She definitely knows her name, because when I call her, she...
I know that Joey and Billy do.
That's because they're backward.
It's because they were all together, and, they came in here and they were all together. Squirt knows her name, Violet knows her name, Phoebe knows hers. I think Chabitha and Truffles do, but the black ones don't.
You backward simpletons. You mind sitting on my phone? What was I going to say? Yeah, Pinky knows hers, definitely. You only have to call her. She comes from miles when you call her name. Or she goes... Doesn't she? She says she's stupid.
Oh, no.
She wasn't very funny sound.
What about when she goes...
Oh, boy. It's the worst.
Oh, shut up, you. I don't like you, Dushinka.
You got
fingers.
Fingers.
You've got black fingers.
I should go white fingers, actually.
Oh, no.
He managed to get her collar back on her the other day.
Oh, my God, I bet she had a fit, didn't she? Yeah.
Where was it, in the room?
Yeah.
Probably one of the others had got her.
Probably. They're not very nice to her, but she doesn't seem to be bothered about it like Dottie was. She doesn't let it get her down.
Mm-hmm. Showing their faces.
Don't speak too soon. I think they've gone the other way.
Oh, get the cups out of there, mate. Cups, 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 cups.
I think they're making tea. Way.
My cup's in here.
She's being sent for the cups. Do you mind not getting your arse on my phone, Joey?
Joe is Ricky's relative, right?
Brother.
Yeah, of course, got the eyes there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you see she's got the eye? Mm. It is him, isn't it? If it's the other one, he's got...
White on him, like his mother.
Bits but... on his back feet, tiny little white bits on his fingers at the back.
his fingers.
What are your fingers?
Not those ones. Oh, no, that isn't. You were right.
It's...
That's Billy.
I think Joey's got a rougher coat than that.
He's got evil eyes.
He's got normal eyes.
But they're not as evil. Hello, we've missed you. Where have you been?
I've been tormenting everyone. I've just been irritating, really.
Oh, dear.
We're doing tea now, though, so...
Good, thank you. There's my cup.
Tea again?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's tea o'clock.
It's tea o'clock.
I've had about 3 teas today, I think.
I've only had one all day. I've had chamomile this morning.
Okay. Hello.
Where's Joey then? The one that's really got her eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Not that one. That one's Billy. He's got a little tiniest little white bit on the back of his back feet.
Let's
rush
up the garden.
Yes, please. She came in here like a
blessing. Oh, no. like a mother, like a whirlwind. Yeah. Crash, bang, well, you hear when they hear all the doors go bang, crash.
Oh, she's very rough.
You're a bit like that, aren't you, darling?
What?
A bit heavy-handed. Crash, bang, wallop.
No.
You are. When you shut your drawer, I say, don't do it like that, you're going to break it. He goes, bang.
It's not deliberate.
No, I know, that's what I mean. You can't help, you're not doing it on purpose.
No, Lucy used to break all the door handles up here when she was a child.
Oh, boy.
When she left, we didn't have any of that afterwards.
kettle's loud. Is that the one I gave you?
Yeah, it's always been.
I know. That's what made me remember it.
I've got no washing machine at the moment.
Haven't you?
No.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It needs unblocking. I washed a little rug that I bought for the cats for little Noddy and Noodles when they first started crawling about up there. And it was supposed to be a bath mat, but it's like a runner and it's rubber on the back.
I think Tosh has got a rat.
Hey?
Hey? Tosh.
How do you know?
Because he got jumped in the bush. No, Tosh! And he was going like that to
something. Oh, no, he
ran off.
No, he hasn't got one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just call him and say whirlers.
I did, and he ran off.
No, he will come in eventually. I used to, when I opened
you
the
sure?
back... Yeah, no,
you
won't.
You call him and you say whirlers.
Eh? Whirlers.
When you call him, you say whirlers.
Yeah. He loves those whirlers.
So he knows what whirlers are.
Yeah.
Shake the bag and go whirlers, and then say.
Oh, I think do you? Got one.
No, he hasn't, Lucy.
Careful, he doesn't bite your hands off and do
whirlers. I heard a squeal.
You didn't. That's a lie. He doesn't normally get them. I think they're underneath in the drains, and that's where he can hear them.
Are you sitting in here with no TV on?
We had it on, but we turned it off because it was something horrible coming on.
Why didn't you just turn the channel?
Oh, that's what Brain said. We didn't want to.
That's enough television for me for one day.
Right.
Try and get him in. Say, media.
Say,
I always say to him,
hello.
Come in, I'll go. Here you are, Freckles. You have his whirler. Freckles, you have his whirler. He comes running in then.
Hey, Ross said there's a rat. She winding him up, winding her up.
He does that every night. I usually shake the door handle before I open the door so that they can run away if there's any out there. I'm going to cut all that bush back. I'm trying to do that tomorrow. I can't get out there. He's got everything over on the grass. He hasn't moved anything away. Oh, I can't cut the grass.
He's a nightmare, really, isn't he?
He is a nightmare. I mean, he didn't do anything. He doesn't help me do anything, you know what I mean? And he thinks he does so much.
But it's not because he's not... I know he doesn't feel well now, but it's not that. Because if he can get up on the roof, then he can do anything, really, can't he?
He can go to Greenwich and...
Go on the bus, go over to Greenwich.
Yeah,
go down to Maidstone. No, not Maidstone, somewhere
yeah,
down. Maidstone.
He went to the museum in Covent Garden, the bus museum, recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, the transport museum?
Yeah.
Like a human being.
Huh?
Frankie, act like a human being.
Frankie? What's he doing?
He's just behind me and he's talking.
He's almost leaning on you, isn't he?
Yeah, like he's talking behind me.
Well, I think I've said goodbye to him.
Can you imagine him in my house? He'd be bullying Shinky.
He'd probably frightened of Frank...
Wacker's probably put him in his place because he struts around like the king, doesn't he?
Because, what's his name? He's frightened of him. Big boy.
What, frightened of Frankie? Or Frankie's frightened of him?
Yeah, they're all frightened of him.
Well, he's a huge div, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. And he's a terrible bully.
Like Eel used to be.
Hmm?
Eel, he used to be a bully, didn't he?
Yeah, he was horrible too. Was it Kitty?
No, that was Scamp.
Which one was he? Was a bully too then?
He used to bully Scrag. Surprising. I can't remember who else, but I know he used to bully. Probably anybody that showed a bit of weakness.
Yeah, they're all bully cowards.
They're typical men, aren't they?
Hey?
Typical men, really. Yeah. If it's anyone that could turn and fight, they'd run.
Mm.
How often does that clock me winding up? Once a week?
Yeah. It does on Sunday morning, regular clockwork.
Oh, very funny.
Oh. I didn't realise, but he does.
I do mine on a Saturday. I really like that chime.
That was Ruby's.
That's lovely. Why didn't she want it?
She just gave it away for us to sell, but that one wasn't charming. I've always liked a charming clock.
Yeah.
I like the old charms as well, the really old clocks, where they just go ding, dong, ding. Like
yeah,
that.
I know what
just
you mean.
Little, you know, we've had so many different clocks over the years.
Yeah,
we've ended up with a plain old Westminster chime.
Yeah, but it's nice. It sounds nice,
yeah.
though. Do you remember that great big one? Yeah, that big marble black one.
Yeah. They didn't go for much then. They go for quite a bit now.
You said it was ugly and he wasn't very happy about it.
I never liked them. Rose had one as well. That disappeared.
What do you mean disappeared?
Well, I think Shadrack must have sold that.
Probably.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Oh, dear. Oh, a bit hot. So. What was I going to say? And then we had a little one.
Have you had your hair done yet?
No.
Pause recording.
Do it again.
Show me.
Yeah, show me.
Oh, and take it off.
Yeah.
Big one or small one?
A small one. They're horse bells, I think. They might be cowbells, I'm not sure. I'm just going to ring it for audio, though. We'll probably get told off for doing this. It's midnight, everybody, and we're still here. Oh, you gave me the big one.
A small one, so the big one.
I wish he was here to tell us what they were. This is the house of many sounds. Only my phone's going to die again in a minute. Those brass, horse brasses, they go on a strap. They all attach onto a strap called a martingale. And it used to hang down from the horse. And I think... I don't know what... I can't remember what it was for. It was either... I think some people used to think they warded off evil spirits, or they made a noise so that people knew when the horse, you know, when someone was coming. And if you notice, they've all got like something in the middle of them. You look at one of them. Like some have got the sun. Have you looked at them?
No.
Look at them. Look at one.
The bells.
No, not the bells. The flat things. The horse brasses.
Oh yeah. I've seen
what have they got in the middle? I can't remember. He's got so many, but he only collects original. You can get a lot of reproduction ones of these. He only gets the original ones. He hasn't collected any for a long time, but sometimes if General sees one, she'll buy it if it's a nice one. That's another bell, isn't it?
That was the smallest bell there.
They make a nice sound, don't they? I like them too. I like all these things now. Did you look at the horse prices and see what they've got in the middle of them?
Yeah, they've got different patterns to them, that's it. Different patterns.
Sometimes they've got the sun or something like that. Some of them have the sun.
You want to check out one of them?
Yeah. Show me one. He used to polish them with what you call something called brasso. I don't know what that... Do you know what that one's meant to be, or is it just a pattern?
Just a pattern. Check this one out. I think it's more like a crown.
Make sure you put them... Yeah. That might have been the crown of some estate or something like that. It might have been their coat of arms or something.
Put it back to it, exactly.
Make sure you put them back so he notices everything. But they've got a very smooth feel to them. They feel lovely, look. Look, feel them there, look. Yeah, that's like a crown. Yeah, I'll put that. He's got some saddles somewhere. They used to be hanging on that door. Are they still up there? Have you seen any horseshoes?
Yeah, there's a horseshoe. It's quite heavy.
Show me.
Small and heavy.
That's not a horseshoe. Have you ever seen a horse wearing that on his foot, you div?
You asked for a horseshoe.
That's not a horseshoe. That's like a brass shoe, like a boot. You know a horseshoe? Shaped like that. Look.
Yeah, I think it's meant to give you a good look or something.
It is. If you don't have it upside down.
Yeah, here's a horseshoe.
Yeah, that's a horseshoe. I used to. I wonder what he did with that racehorse shoe that I got. That's a big foot.
Yeah, three horse shoes, yeah.
Well, show me them. That's a big. That's from a Shire horse, a draft horse. That's big. We're messing up all his display.
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, there's the racehorse. Look. That was that's a racehorse shoe. Look how much lighter that is, look, for when they're running. I don't know. I mean, I'm going back to my childhood. I don't know what their shoes are like now, but look, feel that and that. That's a racehorse shoe.
Which one? The light one.
That one. It's as light as it hardly weighs anything.
So the other ones are just shoes?
They're just horse shoes. Show me that one. That one's not as big, is it? I like all these things. I think that's the one we used to have on our back door. And we used to have it on there for years, and then we realised that they'd put it upside down, and then we said that's why we never had any luck, because it all fell out. That's an ordinary horseshoe.
Maybe that's shit, right?
No, it's not. That's an ordinary horseshoe.
Your phone's got a low battery on it.
I know. That's an ordinary horseshoe, and that's a draft horse, a big one of the big ones. I'm going to put them back.
And the glossy combs.
He'd be saying, who's been touching all my stuff? Can you imagine coming in here when the kids were little? They would be picking everything up, ringing those bells, like Billy O.
Give him a big one.
There's the big one. Imagine having that on your foot every day. That's like your safety boots. Now my hands feel...
Smell funny, right?
They don't really smell funny. They feel funny.
My hands smell like metal.
Oh, let me get a wipe.
There is a small kettle here.
That's an old-fashioned kettle. Show me. Oh, it's just a model of one, I think. That's a model of an old-fashioned... I love old-fashioned kettles. That you put... You're not an electric one, you know. That. Oh, I love that. It's lovely. They used to have some real ones hanging up. They've not got them anymore. Like, you name it, they've had it when it comes to things like that. Do you want a wipe?
Yeah, it's a wet one.
Yeah. You know I've always got these in my bag. There you go.
For my ass, right?
Oh, don't. You're an audio boo. Not for your ass. For your hands, Divi.
Thank you.
I thought that was in back then, but it's not.
Are you sure this... Well, I don't think you lock properly in this. It's a bit dry.
Look, have that one then.
Oh, oh my.
There, look.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I've got it out now.
I'll make this do.
Lucy wants to go out and see. What's the
matter? Oh, Mindy.
Okay.
Do you want to come and see Mindy? Oh, shit, I've put my hand in my... I thought I'd drunk my tea.
What's Mindy?
Mindy, their new dog. Well, she's not new. They've had
her... Is it here?
She's outside.
Oh. Is it the one that says bun?
No, she's half pit bull.
You know why I don't like going around with all them dogs?
Supposedly half pit bull. I don't believe it anyway. I think they just say that. Mm.
If it goes for me, I'll go for it.
It won't go for you, darling.
Oh, good.
I'm leaving.
That rule to go for it, right?
It's not going to go for you.
Okay.
Right, let me just...
I'm
coming out. Let me see. Mindy. Let's see, Mindy.
Mindy.
I put my phone in my pocket. So I'm sorry, everybody. It's probably going to go dead. How much percent has it got?
0%.
No, it hasn't.
It's a wonderful of it.
But it's less than that, because when I dismiss the message, it'll probably say 7 or something. But I want to see if I can get Mindy on audio. Shut that door, actually. Don't let Tosh in. Where is she? You bring her in, Mum.
Bring her in.
She come in the hole.
Bring
her
in the hole.
Where is she?
Outside.
Knock me over. Gently. And then Emma. Hello. Hello, Mindy. Hello. Let's have a look at you. Let's have a look at you. You're nice. You've got a staff's coat. Definitely. She's quite... Hello. She's got a head like... Oh, she's... I don't know. She's got...
Nile.
Yeah. She's got a bit head a bit like Nile, but she's definitely... She's got a coat like a staff. Right. But she's, but she's longer. She's longer.
Yeah.
She's got a longer body.
What then?
Than a staff.
Oh, yeah, and longer legs.
She's got ears like a staff. Sorry, am I frightening you?
No.
Oh, stop being such an arsehole.
Oh, there's a fan of will, eh?
Come and talk to her. He's right, she's going to bite
him. I talk to a dog.
You talk to Lammy all the time. Lindy!